During a Friday teleconference with members of the Trustees Finance and Audit Committee, Chair Tom Riley posed the question to University Chief Financial Officer Neil Theobald, which was on the minds of many in the university community.
Do you have the money to run this university for a foreseeable period of future of time into the future if the state does not act?
For a limited time, yes.
Okay.
And clearly, as you go forward, you get far enough down on your reserves, spending reductions would need to be a major piece of continuing to go forward from there.
University Budget Office Director Steve Kuchar says IU has about $200 million in cash upon which it can draw to meet financial obligations until there's a state spending plan. Of course, the school is always taking in money, but Kuchar says it also spends about $100 million each month on payroll alone. A large source of the school's cash flow is tuition and fees, which trustees cannot set until it becomes clear how much money IU will receive from the legislature. Theobald says if the June 30th deadline passes with no state budget, it'll be at least a month and a half until bills are sent to parents and tuition payments begin rolling in.
The decision we have made is if we don't have a budget by the end of the end of this month, but during the calendar fiscal year, we will delay billing until late August. So we aren't going to simply get the number and send it out right away to people. They'll have 6 weeks in order to know what the cost is.
But versions of the state budget authored by Governor Mitch Daniels and the state Senate both include cuts for education, a provision which has been a major sticking point with House Democrats and which led to a breakdown in talks before the original April 29th deadline. So, if the university is forced to spend out of its reserves and then receives a cut in funding, Theobald says IU ends up with some costs it cannot recoup.
The key point here that we've kept out of the discussion so far is the federal stimulus money. That's a large amount of money, and it's not clear yet how that would come to us. Would that come to us for R&R, the capital purposes, for operating? And that's such a large number, I'm not ducking the question. I really don't know until you can see what happens with that federal money. If that doesn't come into operations, clearly there's going to be cash that we will never recover.
Lawmakers plan to meet throughout the weekend in hopes of having a budget compromise hammered out by Monday, 24 hours in advance of their deadline. No state legislature has ever failed to pass a budget by the end of a special session. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.